Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. What's in a name? Apparently plenty since the Middle Ages. The Harmonia Tradition series continues this week with a look at the celebration of name days and birthdays, including early music composed for both special events, plus a new release by harpsichordist Elizabeth Farr.
Thank you.
The aria Fu Alfin Veduto from Tommaso Albinoni's Serenata Climene. Tenor John Elwes was the soloist with the Ensemble Baroque de Nice, directed by Gilbert Bezzina. Also known by the title In Nome Glorioso in Terra, Santificato in Cielo, the serenata was first performed on November 4, 1724, in celebration of the name day of Emperor Karl VI. Tommaso Albinoni will undoubtedly be a familiar name, known for his prolific output of instrumental works, but they also include numerous operas, in addition to smaller dramatic works like Climene. The tradition of celebrating name days goes back to the Middle Ages, when people of Catholic and Orthodox faiths were named after saints or martyrs. A person celebrated their given name on the feast day of their namesake. The tradition was later adopted by some Protestant churches, especially in England and Scandinavia. Today, the observation of name days can be found all over Europe as well as Latin America. The once relatively small list of names has grown to accommodate the multitude and variety of names recognized from country to country. It's also worth noting that name days are no longer necessarily connected to Christian traditions, yet in the 17th century they most certainly were. Here's music to celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence. We'll hear excerpts from Giovanni Bononcini's serenata La Nemica d'Amore Fatta Amante, written to celebrate the name day of Lorenza Colonna, wife of the Roman patron Filippo Colonna II. Ensemble 415 is directed by Chiara Banchini.
Arde le rive, lo sentono le mie.
Music for the name day of Lorenza Colonna, wife of the wealthy 17th century Roman patron Filippo Colonna II. We heard several movements from Giovanni Bononcini's La nemica d'amore fatta amante, or The Enemy of Love Has Fallen in Love, a serenata a tre based on the Clori, Tirsi, and Fileno love triangle. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue our tradition series with a look at name days and birthdays. The Esterházy dynasty is recognized today for many things, not least of which is its history reaching back to the Middle Ages. Yet they will always be remembered for their famous employee, Joseph Haydn, who worked for the Esterházys for nearly 5 decades. During that time, his obligations required him to write music for family functions, including the celebration of name days. We'll hear 2 works composed to celebrate Esterházy name days. First, a duet from Haydn's L'infedeltà delusa, or Deceit Outwitted. Then, a work by another well-known composer commissioned by the Esterházys, the Kyrie from Beethoven's Mass in C major.
Son disperato, son disperato. Amore cabello, vivo precipitar, vivo precipitar.
Parla, parla, fratello, a cui mi fai tremar, a cui mi fai tremar, e cosa è stato? Parla, cos'è fratello?
Sono rovinato.
Perché?
La mia santrina non è per me. La mia santrina non è per me. Il tonneggio me la zecca.
Non mi abbraccio.
Signor sì. Oh, che rabbia. Oh, che rabbia.
Oh, che rabbia.
Oh, che rabbia. Oh, che rabbia. Sandrina a far l'amore, il tuo neggio, signor sì, con Sandrina a far l'amore, signor sì,
se
signore,
mi fai,
son rovinato.
Oh,
no importa.
Thank you.
We heard the Kyrie from Beethoven's Mass in C major, Opus 86, performed by the Collegium Musicum 90 under the direction of Richard Hickox. Before that, Sigiswald Keuchen led an aria from Haydn's L'Infedeltà delusa. Both works received their premieres on the name days of Esterházy princesses. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the traditions of name days and birthdays. The celebration of royal birthdays was taken very seriously in 17th century England. Court composer Pelham Humphrey wrote several choral pieces in celebration of Charles II's birthday, including odes and anthems. We'll hear one of the pieces that's thought to have been written for such an occasion. The choir of Clare College, Cambridge, and Romanesca will perform Humphrey's anthem, O Give Thanks Unto the Lord. Nicholas McGeegan directs.
Now, O Lord,
We heard Pelham Humphrey's anthem, O Give Thanks Unto the Lord, a work thought to be composed for the birthday of Charles II. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue with our tradition series this week with a look at name days and birthdays. Like Pelham Humphrey's anthem heard earlier, George Frederick Handel was another composer who wrote pieces to celebrate British royal events. We're absolutely certain that the following was written specifically for a birthday. We'll hear three movements from Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine, also known as the Birthday Ode for Queen Anne.
Thank you.
Music for Queen Anne of Great Britain. We heard three movements from Handel's Birthday Ode for Queen Anne, Eternal Source of Light Divine. Robert King led the choir of New College, Oxford, and the King's Consort. Our new release this week features harpsichordist Elizabeth Farr performing on an unusual instrument, a lute harpsichord, which is similar to a typical harpsichord with the exception, among others, of having gut strings instead of metal ones. We'll hear the final Allegro from J.S. Bach's Sonata in D minor, BWV 964. Harpsichordist Elizabeth Farr performed a movement from J.S. Bach's Sonata in D Minor, BWV 964. A new Naxos label release, her latest recording features the music of Bach played on the lute harpsichord or Lautenwerk. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.